Figures, the Toy and Action Figure Podcast on itfigurespodcast.com.
.com.
Part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I am the Lord and Lord and your Lord, Killen.
Scotty Cash.
And intern Rick.
What is going on, guys?
Not much.
Not much.
And your wife.
And my wife. She's here. She's in the background.
Her name is... Woo! For those of you keeping track at home.
She's a woo girl.
She's a woo girl.
Woo!
She's in the engineering booth.
In the engineering booth. Will everything sound okay over there?
Is it on? You gotta hit the switch.
Hit the switch.
You gotta hit the red one. No. The red one.
Okay.
No. The red one.
All right. We gotta fire her. This is not working well. Now she's throwing things at us. Awesome.
I think she just fired you.
No, all right. No, still the red one. Okay. We'll work on that.
All right. So, we'll go ahead and get into some of this week's toy news discussion. And we will start with Diamond Select Toys announcing their brand new Universal Monsters Select toy line. I figured Rick would be excited about this. Yeah, I figured you would be excited about this.
Sweet.
So, this is in the same vein as, like, you know, their Marvel Select line or whatever, but this is going to focus specifically on the Universal Monsters. And they're starting things off with Dracula and Frankenstein's Monster.
Is that what we got already?
No, they're very similar. Like, actually, right here next to us, we've got the old Jack's Pacific.
Yeah, show the boys and girls at home.
Okay, so can everybody see this?
Yeah, all right. Turn it around. You got to turn it around.
Oh,
there.
Can you guys see this now at home?
Well, for you, those of you listening in Braille, you can easily...
Oh, yeah, if you're listening in Braille, you've got this.
Just touch your screen.
Push the red button! Yeah, Jax has done it before. I know several other companies have done the Universal Monster stuff in the past, but now Diamond Select is taking a crack at it. I can't find my sheets.
Yeah, but I'm out. You know, I'm kind of sick of seeing these monsters done over and over and over and over.
But there have been very few companies that have gotten the license to do them that have actually obtained the right to do the likeness of the actors that portrayed that character. So with each line that comes out, you know, there's just more and more opportunity to get more of the Lon Chaney, more of the Bela Lugosi, and so on and so forth.
Now, are these actually, like, modeled after the actors' likenesses, though?
Because I haven't seen any news that has confirmed so, but everything that has come out in the last couple of years has been licensed.
Because I did see some folks complaining that the Dracula didn't look like Bela Lugosi.
There's a bajillion Draculas. So, what's he look like? What's he supposed to look like?
He looks like the eight other ones that came out last year. But in a different package.
So, anybody that is wanting to get those, I think the suggested retail on those is going to be like $21.99. Kind of high.
That's not, this is like,
that's about
Marvel
the same
Select.
As Marvel Select, isn't it? Okay.
Yep.
So there you go.
Well, the last Universal stuff that came out was the retro action style characters, too. Those were about $20 to $25.
Oh, they did do
those.
The retro
were a, those were a blend. Because they weren't flimsy doll, they were like a hard plastic, half. Migo.
So are these action figures, or are they like statues?
These are action figures.
That's all right.
These are action figures, yep. They come with like diorama bases and everything.
Do they have action features?
I don't think so.
Like, I hope their chest lights
whirlwind
up.
Kick.
Whirlwind kick.
No, their
Dracula
chest lights
with whirlwind kick.
Did you ever get your Tommy working from Chicago?
My Tommy?
Yeah, didn't you say that his light in his chest?
No, I don't think, I haven't even opened him yet.
The bootlegs?
Yeah. I shall be opening them soon.
You have to. Yeah.
As long as my Dracula has Kung Fu Grip, I'm good with that.
Because that's the one necessity Dracula has to have.
Kung Fu Grip.
Can't they be retracting fangs or something?
Tornado
like?
Kick action. No, why would you have something that made sense?
That's true. What am I talking about? Ooh, can I have, like, Mossman smelled Wolfman?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome, I want it.
Now with more shedding. It's a new feature.
All right. It looks like the news was all created for Rick today. The next announcements are from Mezco. First one announces this stylized rotocast figure based on the Saw puppet from the Saw movies. They don't have a retail price for it yet, but basically it's just like those rotocast, like, designer vinyl type figures, but this is actually modeled to look like the puppet from the Saw movies. So, any Saw fans out there?
Whatever. You pretty much expect this, since they are doing all their own licenses in their own style.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised it took this long for that to come out.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you can. It's almost like a saw puppet and a mezzet like combination kind of thing. Because it's right. not quite a mezzet.
What's
but
the
mezzet
called? The little guys.
Yeah, the mezzets okay. are like those. Yeah, but this one's gonna be a little bit bigger than those, I think.
So it's exactly like that Green Lantern over there, pretty much.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, cool.
Like it's like any of those designer vinyl.
Who's making
things.
That?
Those are Funko Pop. Yeah. I think they're calling Pop
Caps. Who's making those?
Mezco is
okay,
making
cool,
these.
Okay, cool. Because I will have to make sure that I'm the first one not in line that day.
No, okay.
Mezco makes some good horror stuff. It's just
I used to date a whore.
Much.
Whoa. Oh wait,
a horror?
Oh, yeah. Like Freddy Krueger. Got ya.
Too far, Scott. Too far.
Krueger.
Same guy.
Krueger.
You gotta say it right. You're on the podcast.
It was actually his daughter.
Oh, okay.
Hooer face. Face. Hooer.
Hooer?
Yeah. It's French.
Lieutenant Uhura.
Oh, yeah. Her.
From Wizard World? Face figure.
Oh, maybe. I mean, you know.
I would buy that.
I guess if there's enough fan demand.
Come on, Mezco.
Okay, Lieutenant Uhura from 2009 Wizard World.
Oh, yeah. The one that yelled at us.
You got yelled at?
You were there.
I wasn't
there. Weren't you there?
Nope.
At Wizard World?
I don't get yelled at. I yell at.
No, you were absolutely there. That was the year we went up to the press room. And Uhura from Star Trek thought we were there to interview her. And
yeah, let's go! Let's get this interview on the road!
She yelled at us.
Wait, what? No, we don't want to interview you. Well, what? Well, why are y'all in this room?
Yeah.
Oh, because this is the press room.
Like, you came into our room. Why are you
here? Yeah, right. That was hilarious, dude. That's going to be like one of the highlights of our career.
Clearly.
The time that Pop Culture Network got yelled at by Uhura.
Well, to me, it's Scotty Cash got checked by a chick he doesn't know. That was, I don't know who that was. I didn't watch Star Trek. She just walked in, wanted me to interview her. I was just like, what is this? Are you guys hiring?
What? All right, more Mezco news. The Living Dead Dolls line, they're actually moving to doing a plush sub line with the Living Dead Dolls. So they're going to be, I guess, doing some of their characters in a plush style. What do you think about that, Rick?
I got a buyer.
I'm not for it, really. I'm not.
No?
I'm not a big fan of plush to begin with, but, I mean, the Living Dead doll franchise on its own is strong enough, and then they've got the Living Dead dollies to go along with that. That was awesome, and they haven't done anything with that for such a long time. I don't know why they're going on to something like plush. I mean, there was the Bleeding Edge Goth stuff that didn't really do well whenever it first came out. And
you collect those?
I collected Living Dead dolls here and there in the past.
Yeah, but Kinder Goth is now like one of those...
Kinder Goth, yeah.
One of those collectible...
Those plush ones that we had in the store for a while?
Prized possessions of people because they were... No one really bought them when they came out, and now they're kind of rare.
That's how it works. When something bombs, or when it's the last line of a last series of a toy line, it's always buy those up because you're not going to see them anymore.
Exactly.
And then you can sell them in 10 years for $1 jillion.
Which, this is just throw this out of nowhere because it doesn't really relate to any of the news.
You love Transformers?
On that same line, like we got some Space Ghost figures here in the store. Remember the Space Ghost Coast to Coast figures? I was looking up the prices today. Those figures are going for $50 to $70 a piece. There's not a single one on eBay right now that's less than $50.
Get out of here.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, and I'm just like, because I remember those being kind of hard to find when they first came out. Because I always wanted to get
some. The Coast
some.
To Coast?
Yeah.
Right.
Because they had the couple different Space Ghosts with the chair and the desk, and then they had, like, Zorak and Brack. And
we have those here now?
We have two different Space Ghosts
okay.
here.
Okay, I want one for $10.
Damien,
your order probably will not be fulfilled. Well, but you can request all you want.
Or best offer.
You want it for $10,
that's
or
right.
best offer.
That's right.
$9.99. I'll tell you what, lay your thumb down on the table.
Okay.
And we'll chop. And then you can have your Space Ghost figure.
Oh, so it costs you a thumb
for a figure.
No.
What does that mean?
That's press skateboarding lingo.
Skateboarding lingo.
Ollie. Yeah.
All right. Last one from Mezco. And this we actually saw at Toy Fair this year is the do-it-yourself Little Big Planet Sackboy, which is going to be the solid white 9-inch figure of Sackboy from Little Big Planet so that you can paint him or color him however you want to. You can fully customize him, because that's like the whole theme of that video game, is customizing your own Sackboy. So, kind of a cool concept there. I know that people like Sween are very excited for this, because he's a big fan of the Little Big Planet games. Is that funny?
No. Dude, Scott. Funny. I had something stuck in my throat.
Before?
But Mezco is, I mean, the Little Big Planet stuff's been pretty cool for Mezco, and it sells really well. Every time we've gotten here at the store, it's gone.
Did you see C2E2, they had their own booth?
Little Big Planet did?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Right across from Mattel. That's probably why, because you're so blinded by Mattel.
I was blinded by Mattel. I didn't even pay attention.
Did they really?
Yeah. It was just Little Big Planet 2. That was it.
Wow. I didn't even notice. I'm kind of mad I missed that now.
Did they have, like, the black walls behind it?
I don't know. Just said Little Big Planet, and they had all their toys on display.
Oh. My bad for
directly next to the...
Why didn't you take pictures?
I thought for sure, since you're, like, right by it. It was right across from the Ghostbuster display. Like, if you turn around and looked, it would have said, Little Big Planet, okay. Super big.
I know
right
exactly what you're talking about. Super big in my face.
That's what it said.
It said that.
They even had Roman candles they were shooting out into the
what?
Crowd.
What? Scoot! Apex all day! Scoot! Like, they're shooting them at me.
You're just ducking, like, leave me alone, I'm trying to take pictures of these Ghostbusters. Alright, what else does Mezco have?
That was it from Mezco. Last bit of news today comes from Bandai.
Woo!
They showed off a few new images of the Thundercats Classics, Lion-O and Tigra, which don't look any different from before. There were some new additional photos of the figures kind of posed and moved around.
But they were behind solid backgrounds.
Yeah.
That's new.
That is, well, yeah. I guess you're right.
Those figures are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Awesome. Oh, man, I'm so excited for them.
Have to wait till August to get them?
Yes.
But
we're getting
Pop Culture Network is getting several cases of all the figures.
Yeah, you already ordered them all, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, so.
But you can't have those.
I can't? How is that fair?
No, it's fair.
Listen, I'll buy that Space Ghost off you for $12 if you sell me those Thundercats for, like, $5.
Dude, you cannot, oh my God. You cannot pass
that's a good
up.
Deal, dude.
He came up, like, 20% on that deal.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal, dude.
Dollars to donuts, you're a tough negotiator. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Other bit of Thundercats news is Bandai actually finally revealed the figures for Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat today, based on the modern series, the new cartoon series. This is the first time they've shown those two characters off. So it's kind of our first glimpse to see what they're going to look like in the cartoon. While there are all these new ones have a very, very anime feel to them, these are like the most anime looking out of any of them,
I think. They look way out of place.
They're like, they've totally got that. I mean, anybody that knows anime cartoons or anything, like what kids look like in those shows. I mean, they're short. They kind of got that pudginess going on to them. I mean, it's very, very much got that anime influence going on.
You know what Wile E. Kit looks like? Or no, Wile E. Cat? She looks like Pebbles.
In that
picture, she looks
okay.
like Pebbles with a thing
totally
in her hair.
Totally see it.
Like the cereal?
Yes, like the Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, she looks like a giant box of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah,
why wouldn't
I thought
she?
So.
This one. She looks like Pebbles?
She does look like Pebbles.
Bam, bam.
Oh, yeah. With that kid from Mad Max's Boomerang.
What are you talking
about? Okay, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Oh! Thunder down.
Yeah, I don't know, because like Wile E. Kit and Wile E. Cat...
Master Blaster.
In the older series, they were more slender.
They were very skinny.
Very skinny, and you know, and taller.
They were wiry.
Yeah, and wiry. In this new series, they're a lot shorter and a lot thicker. So, I mean, they seem to have the most drastic change.
Well, if Lino's going to be a teenager, and when he was an adult, they were like, you know...
Preteens,
so maybe they're like...
Maybe they're younger.
Six, seven, eight toddlers, you know what I mean? And that's why they're just... They haven't lost their baby fat yet. Here they are trying to get off the ground, and you're making fun of the poor little kids.
I apologize. I am very, very
sorry.
He's
not a parent, that's why.
He don't care.
I don't know. You're right. I don't care.
Get some responsibility.
I'm Pizza Dan, and I only care about myself. You should review that.
How'd you know my catchphrase, dude?
I made that up.
Being independently selfish for 10 years.
Independently selfish. All right. Well, that's going to do it for the 20s this week.
Nope.
Oh, what's next?
What about that... breaking press release from Entertainment Earth about the Charlie Sheen bobbleheads.
That's right. Oh. Yeah, I haven't even put that up yet.
I haven't even heard about this.
Yeah, we got an email from Entertainment Earth today for this new Charlie Sheen bobblehead that they're selling. It talks.
Sweet.
Does it say winning?
It says winning. Duh. And his t-shirt, the t-shirt that he's wearing says that.
Does it say I'm a warlock?
Yeah. Well, like the
put your sword down and come join us.
The title on the bottom of the base says like Charlie Sheen, freaking warlock from Mars. And oh, dude, like. It cracks me up. I was reading that press release, and I was just dying laughing at all the catchphrases this thing said.
Yeah, they need to hurry up, because he doesn't have much time left.
No, you're right. You're
He's about out. His fame's about done.
Yep, 10 minutes of fame.
Well, it did say pending licensing approval.
So they got to wait for Charlie Sheen to okay it.
Right, so that thing will never get off the ground.
I'm a freaking warlock.
You know who doesn't want one of those? Me.
Yeah, you do.
Nope.
It'll stop being funny in like.
I'd like to have at least one just to put it right at the cash register. So
that's you. You are a warlock. Foot soldier, too.
Freaking warlock from Mars. Full of tiger blood.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome.
He's the winner, duh.
Winner, duh.
Hey, so Dirt and me were having this conversation. He thinks it's boom, duh. Huh? Is the catchphrase.
Boom?
Yeah.
Well, no, he said winning, duh. He said duh after a lot of stuff.
Well, he seems to think that the catchphrase is boom, duh.
Well, that's because Dirt is...
Dirt.
Dirt, right.
That's just Dirt being Dirt.
I'm like, that's just Dirt being Dirt.
He goes, that's what I said in an interview. I'm like, okay.
But he also said winning, duh. They're like, what were you doing at that party? He's like, winning, duh.
Winning. Awesome.
So.
All right.
Kind of dispute there, but we'll let that go.
Well, let's take our quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about WrestleMania! Or at least stuff related to WrestleMania. So we'll be right back.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com. Part of the Pop Culture Network.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. I am your host, TFG and Mike from the GCRN, and joining me is Zordon himself. Scotty Cash.
That's right, Scotty Cash from the Pop Culture Network, and today we're introducing you to the audio version of From the Command Center, the podcast that will tell our intake on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the episodes, the seasons, and all that other good stuff.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Finn. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Well, He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show.
To my vein... and the annoyance of my entire life. Yes, this is Operation Retro Shock, and he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
Have power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. We'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to the Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, calling all my comic book fanatics to come check out Comic Nation TV the last Friday of every month, as well as Comic Nation TV comic news every Friday on the Pop Culture Network.
Hi there, you're listening to a podcast which you can only find on popculturenetwork.com. My name is Chris Vint, and I'm the host of a couple of podcasts on popculturenetwork.com, such as Master Universe Chronicles and Operation Retroshock. But today I'm here to talk to you about Master Universe Chronicles. Are you a fan of all things He-Man? Masters of the Universe? Do you love the vintage toys? But you're not thinking, I don't really know an awful lot about them. Well, why don't you listen to Master Universe Chronicles? I've got interviews with Pop Culture Network's own Pixel Dan. I've got even interviews with the head of Mattel, brand manager Scott Toy Guru Knightlick, Larry DiTillo, who worked in the Filmation one, Dean Steffen, who worked in the 2002 incarnation of Master Universe. So yeah, why not even head over to the Pop Culture Network forums, have your say on what episodes you would like to see featured on my episode commentaries with James Bustatoon's E-Talk. There's a lot going on, and I would love to have you involved, so why not listen to the show and contribute, and head over to the forums. And until next time.
Welcome back from the break! So, I don't know if anybody else out there is, like, excited or, like, in the mood or anything, but WrestleMania is totally this Sunday, and I'm stoked. I always get real, like, really into it this time of year.
So how are you going to accomplish that if you're moving?
Sunday is time out, wrestling time. It's WrestleMania.
Yeah, wrestling's only 5 hours long, so he could take a 5-hour break.
That's right. I can take a break to watch WrestleMania. It's like the Super Bowl of wrestling, dude.
I watched the Royal Rumble today, just so I can get caught up a little bit.
And random Mexican guy won.
Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, what?
My name is Alberto Del Rio, but you already know that.
What'd he say?
I have no idea.
Hey, Alberto Del Rio is awesome.
No.
I love that guy. You just need to watch him more, I think, because you haven't actually really like kept up with it a lot lately.
That's true.
If you watched him, he's pretty awesome.
Our boy Jaron went to, or what's his name on here?
Political Agenda is what he posts under.
He went to Raw last night.
Did he go to the one in Chicago?
Yep.
You got to see The Rock get beat up by John Cena?
Oh, no. Cena went heel?
No, well, because have you seen any of that stuff?
No.
Him and The Rock have been talking crap to each other back and forth for weeks. It's been awesome.
Has John Cena rapped yet?
Yes, John Cena's rapped at him twice. Hey, you're missing some good stuff, dude. Like, it's been awesome
lately.
That's
what she said. All right.
And look, dude, you got guys like The Rock's been on TV every week. Stone Cold's been on TV. I mean, like, all these awesome people are there right now.
I'd say I'd start watching it, but WrestleMania's in, like, 4 days.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've really pulled it all out for WrestleMania this year.
I saw Booker T, too.
Yeah, Booker T's there now again. He's like,
What about Diesel?
Michael Cole?
Diesel's back, but I don't think he's going to be at Mania. But he's with the WWE again. He signed a contract.
He just did Royal Rumble, and that was it, right?
He was at the Royal Rumble.
I don't like that name.
Well, he's got a Legends contract with them, so he's going to be at WrestleMania.
They can make his figures.
Yeah, they can make his figures now. He'll be in video
games. They already got Razor Ramon.
Yeah, I think so.
The great Khali.
But Nash said that he's going to like ride out the rest of his career with the WWE. Cause that's
he
what
should.
He wants to be. So, but anyway, we've totally turned to a wrestling podcast now. I wanted to actually make the connection with toys with this because a lot of people probably grew up, at least in our age group, grew up playing with a lot of wrestling toys.
Yep,
that was a big deal when we were little kids.
Rubber ones.
You know, the 80s was a big time for pro wrestling, especially for kids. I mean, it was, you know, we kind of got that PG thing going on right now with wrestling, so it's kind of back at a kid's level. But in the 80s, that's absolutely where it was. I mean, it was kids loved pro wrestling back then. And they had all those crazy, wild characters that were totally geared towards us, you know.
Rick the Intern.
Yeah, that's right. Rick crazy. The Intern.
Woohoo!
He was picture all, little Scotty Cash.
He was all grinding and
eating his vitamins.
I was.
Saying
I did.
Prayers.
Brother.
Eating your vitamins, saying your prayers.
Dude, I had Hulk Hogan posters. What? Yeah. I had posters and t-shirts and water bottles and everything that was Hogan. I was like, dude, I was like little Hulk Hogan, dude.
You loved Hogan.
Little Mark.
Do love.
Hulk Still Hogan. Love Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, me and him made out one time. That's a lie. I made that up. Made that up. I was just going with it. I'm sorry.
You need to tell your boy Hogan to quit playing around TNA and just like do real wrestling again. Oh, dang. Who did I make mad at there?
I don't know.
He's got at least...
Look, TNA is like the Transformers
left.
Of pro wrestling. That's
oh, no, you did!
Saying.
Yeah. Oh, no, you did! But look, dude, I love Hogan more than anybody in the world, I would say. I'm sure everybody else says different, but, dude, he needs to stop.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's ego is out of control. He's like, look, I'm Hulk Hogan. I'll go to TNA and make it bigger than Raw. Well, that's because you're ridiculous, Hogan.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
That'll never, ever happen. It doesn't matter what you do. You can bring in Sting 5 times a year like you've already done. It isn't going to happen.
No way.
Nothing's going to beat Raw.
You know what could beat it? If you brought the NWO back.
They already tried that. No, wait, what? No.
Come on.
They basically did, dude. Did you see all those dudes that were in TNA together for a while?
They're not
But they have to go, hey, you know what? It was for life. We should probably get the band back together.
It was for life. It was
when you're NWO, you're NWO till your contract's up.
That's what the shirt should have said.
And then we don't know you.
Yeah. And then we talk crap about each other.
Catch you at the next big thing.
So what kind of wrestling toys did you have as a kid?
All of them.
All of them?
I still have them all.
Yeah, I remember. We used them for a review. Yeah,
all the rubber wrestlers. And then the Hasbro figures came out, which were the, I don't know, 4-inch plastic ones. Yes. Those were my favorites.
Those are the ones I remember the most. I didn't have any of the rubber ones. A few of my cousins had.
Well, you were probably rubber. You're probably just too young.
Yep, you're right. I'm just at that age where, like, the ones I primarily remember are the Hasbro ones. The rubber ones, like, my cousins had a few of them, and sometimes when I'd visit, we would play with the big ones. But I always remember one of my friends growing up had, like, all the Hasbro ones and the ring and everything. So every time I went over to his house, we watched, you know, old wrestling tapes, and we played with those figures. And those were freaking awesome. I love those.
I just had the Hogan rubber, and then I had the Hasbro ones. Legion of Doom.
Yep. Legion of Doom. Hey, they're going in the Hall of Fame this year.
They got announced last night.
That's
the only choice
I
ever have.
Announced. The other one's no longer with us.
Well, they both got announced, but correct. One of them is no longer with us. The Road Warriors.
You just
announced them as.
Hey.
I
should have broke that in private. That really hurt.
I wrestled at a show with Hawk, and he was there, and he had just got done.
He's the one that's not with us anymore.
Really?
So you must have wrestled with Animal.
No, this was in Chicago. This was
the
Windy City thing.
Hawk's the one that died.
Well, because he was out of his mind. Well, Hawk bladed, and it was from, like, temple to temple. And when he walks down the stairs, and we're walking up the stairs, yep, and he goes, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it coast to coast. And he just got, his whole face is just cake full of blood. And I'm just like, like, I'm not getting in that ring with dude's HIV blood all over the ring. It's not happening. Isn't he the one that, like, fell off the
Titan
Tron.
They did that whole drunk angle with him, and he climbed over the top of the
Titan
Tron.
That's because it was true, because he was like, they were trying to bring him back like many times, and he was like, yeah, I'll be there, and then he'd be hammered like Razor Ramon.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm drunk, I can't make it. Thanks, LOD.
Way to look after your career.
Yeah. He didn't care.
So the big thing with those Hasbro ones is, like, those action features. Every one of those guys had those action features. And they were all really goofy. And it's one of those toy lines that you totally couldn't get away with today, obviously.
Yeah.
But for the 80s, it's just, like, they got that nostalgia thing, that nostalgia factor going for them. Huge. But they always did, like, the crazy things. Like, you had the jumping guys where, like, they had the little thing in the back, and you push them down.
Then.
So, like,
their
neck would look like it would get real long, and then you'd let it go, and they'd fly out of your hand.
And they even had the ring with a little platform where you could make them jump off there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just, like, starting lineups when they only had, like, five positions, or, like, five different poses.
Yeah, and they just reused the poses for all the different characters.
I think there was only one Hogan, though, that did the muscles.
Yeah, there was the one with the muscles, and then there was another one where he lifted
the
guys up,
right? No, I'm
saying
they didn't reuse
the
muscle
pose.
Hogan.
Yeah, yeah. I still have the Undertaker, and he did, like, a clothesline.
Yep.
He's, like, stuck like this.
Yep.
You pull his arm back.
And they had the big boss man like that.
Yeah.
And they had,
there were a few guys like that, for sure.
The Macho.
Macho King was like
Macho
that.
Macho King.
Ooh, yeah.
Razor Ramon was like that.
Yep.
Yeah, and then
Andre the Giant.
They had two, I'm pretty sure they had two Andres. He just did the,
slam. That's actually one of those lines that, like, see, that's Hasbro, so it couldn't be done unless somehow, like Mattel owns the WWE rights now, so it couldn't happen. But how cool would it be for them to, like, revisit that retro style with current characters?
Awesome.
And brand new figures based off of...
No different than what they did with the rubber wrestlers.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Like, Jax released those rubber wrestlers.
Yep.
I think it would be so cool. I don't think it's possible unless Hasbro got the rights, because I would want them to be just like the originals, but, like, you know, John Cena.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Another Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. R-Truth.
No,
R-Truth.
He loves R-Truth, dude.
He is R-Truth.
What's up?
You're like white R-Truth.
I love Booker T, too.
Booker T. Any of the current guys, dude. Even, like, the Attitude guys.
The Spinneroonie.
Attitude Era guys. You know, get Stone Cold one. Get a Rock one.
For
any
sure.
of those. Oh, they would be so cool. Especially if they did the same style packages, like the real bright packages with a photo on them.
And those, just like any other toy line, the ones that were at the end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find them. And if you find them, they're like $1,000,000,000.
Yeah.
There's a Kamala. You know, remember Kamala?
Yes, Kamala.
There's two Kamalas. One had a star on his belly, and one had a moon on his belly. I don't remember which one, but one of them, if you find it, it's worth like $4,000.
That's ridiculous.
Yep, because I remember looking in the one of those, like, Toy Fair or Wizard or whatever.
Changes or whatever, and one of them was probably more rare.
It was like a mess up at the very beginning. They're like, he doesn't have a moon on his belly, it's a star. And they're like, change that. So now it's like, oh, $1 billion.
Amazing.
Yep. Nails. They made nails.
And Jim Rick is very quiet. What do you think about wrestling toys? Love them.
Yeah. I used to alley over them.
Rick's not a big wrestling fan, so he has no experience.
He had all
this.
She-Ra dolls doing Diva style.
I use them for my tech decks, Scotty Cat.
For sure.
Your
for
tech sure. decks? Yes! For sweet! Sure.
Hey, that's a toy line I wish I never saw in my life.
Tech deck?
Tech decks?
That's still on, isn't
it's still going, dude. They still going. They still
you
make
should get
those.
Some of those for the store. You need those.
I never
they have
understood
them little
that.
Tech deck dudes. Like, they look like little thumbs that are just, like, in different kinds.
I never understood tech decks. I never understood, like, little bicycles.
Yeah, me either.
Or, like, the highly detailed Harley-Davidson replicas. I mean, Matchbox cars and Micro Machines are one thing, but, like, these highly detailed miniature replicas of motorcycles and bicycles.
Yeah, they still sell those, too. Those are still in the aisles today. Yeah.
Before tech deck even existed, way back in the day when I was probably, like, 10, we would buy the skateboard keychains and unbend the keychain part off and use the skateboards.
You know, I used to get them, and I had, like, I remember having pencil sharpeners that were shaped like skateboards, and they were just like that, and I used to use them for my Ninja Turtles.
Sweet.
Yeah. they were my Ninja Turtle skateboards. That way the Turtles can go skating with Mondo Gecko.
For sure.
Who had a skateboard.
For sure.
So, the Hasbro figures are, to this day, probably still my favorite as far as WWE stuff goes, but, you know, then Jax was the next group to get the license to WWE.
And they had the most generic. The Hasbro had the most generic ring ever, but it was probably one of the best rings.
Yeah, the Hasbro ring. It was that bright blue one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was cool.
It came with the flag.
The little thing, the belt would
for
go
the belt,
around.
Yep. Yeah, the came with the belt. Side. That was the only way you can get the belt.
The flag. Totally used to have the hacksaw holding that flag all the time.
But, then the rubber ones came out.
Yeah, the first Jax ones were like the bone crunching ones. Remember those?
Were they bone crunching the first series?
Yeah, they started that right away, I think. Didn't they?
I don't know. It was close, though. But then they did this signature series, and then
this was right before, and then all during the Attitude Era is when this.
You know what? I would almost bet that the crunching ones came out later on.
You think so?
Yeah, because they put out the figures, and then they were like, "Hey, look, action features."
Swain did a video on the Bone Crunchers, and I'm trying to remember when. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, well, Sween doesn't know what he's talking about.
Dang!
He's a Ninja Turtle guy.
Sween doesn't know about wrestling.
I still have 50 of those.
See, I sold all mine.
We need to do it.
Because I got huge into those in, like, my high school years because I got... Well, that's when everybody got sucked into the Attitude Era. Everybody loved wrestling.
That kind.
Oh, the Hasbro ones?
Yeah, I have a ton of those.
Oh, we definitely have to do a video.
If you want to see those, everybody send intern Rick an email and tell him you hate him.
Oh.
That way, we will know that they want to see the video.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of... I mean, all right, interesting.
What's the email?
I don't know.
Skate or die. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
That means you'll get them all. If people put that on there, they'll totally come to you.
Yeah, well, that works.
That works, okay.
You can send those requests to Skate or Die at Pop Culture.
No, but I'm pretty sure I either have or I had a bunch of those.
You still have the ring?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the
man.
The blue ring? No doubt about it.
We have to do a video then. Future episode for sure. Yeah. We're doing those. I love those things.
I got all the belts, and the Million Dollar Man had his own belt.
Yeah, the Million Dollar Belt.
He had a black, suit. Hey, you know who my favorite ones were? Where you had their hand, and you pulled their hand back, and they punched.
And they punched? Yep.
Awesome. They had a Virgil. I need the Virgil.
I think there was a Piper that did that one. Oh, no, the Piper was the
Piper did
up.
This, yeah.
Yeah.
You should have Virgil sign the Virgil.
Give me $15.
Yeah.
No, Virgil.
He's like, oh, my God.
Rest of the superstar.
I thought they'd burn all these. I didn't realize.
I thought they'd burn
I didn't know these made it to the shelves. Green piece of crap. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, so in the 90s, when the Attitude Era hit hard, is when Jax was producing all that stuff. And I started buying a lot of those when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You did too, I remember. Because we both had a bunch of those. And they started with those rubbery kind of bone crunching ones. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they did the Titantron Live stuff.
I hated all that stuff. I hated those.
That was kind of their first step to getting to, like, the really good looking stuff, though. Because, like, they came off the Titantron and they had those guys.
The Titantron was a little bitty entranceway.
Yeah, it was a stupid little entranceway. And, like, when they stepped on it, they had a little metal thing that triggered
Triple
music.
H. Yeah.
Dude.
I hated those, dude.
Hilarious.
Comtech.
Kind of like the Comtech chips from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Kind of like the Simpsons chips.
Yeah, so but I bought a ton of those, dude. I remember.
Did you have a bunch of those, too, the talking ones?
I started getting the Titantron ones, but I mostly had a lot of, like, the bone-crunching ones. And I had, like, the Monster Ring, two of those huge rings that they came out with at that time, and I used to, like, set up all the figures in, like, crazy fight scenes and everything and just leave them sitting like that in my bedroom.
Ginormous.
Yeah, so, like, I had, like, you know, broken tables on the outside of the ring with dudes laying through them, and I had, like, Jeff Jarrett.
So the commercial?
Jeff Jarrett holding up his guitar that said, "Don't make me mad," instead of "Don't piss me off."
Don't, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
"Don't make me mad." Yeah. I had the gold dust with the little removable robe that he came with. And
yeah, the first gold dust, I'm almost positive, was part of the Signature Series.
Yeah, he had the removable wig and everything. Yeah. Man, those were cool, too. I love that line.
And I sure did have LOD in those, too.
Yep.
Yep.
The LOD 2000, they came with the helmets.
Did they?
And didn't they also come packaged? They had one that came packaged with a Sunny, didn't they? Because wasn't she there?
Maybe that one came with the helmets, but I don't remember. I didn't get a helmet with mine. I just got the pads.
Because they definitely had the LOD 2000 set, where they were wearing, like, the silver pads, and they came with, like, them stupid biker helmets.
Geez, not remember
when they were wearing
them
stupid motorcycle
helmets? Yeah, mine are
helmets.
Red and black. I never did see the ones with the helmets.
Yeah, they're awful. They're so bad.
They never did make Demolition out of those, though.
No, they didn't.
They must have lost the line.
I think, yeah, because they were gone by that point and everything. But yeah, then they kind of moved into, like, they did the Titantron stuff, and then eventually we got, like, to the Real Scan stuff. And so then they started getting, like...
Well, I didn't really like the Real Scans either, because
really?
They're, like...
Oh, that's right! They had those puffed-out chests and everything at
all
first.
All of them. They were all the same.
Yeah, they all...
And then Hogan looked like, I don't know... A very super skinny guy when he should have been.
I remember
huge.
That. That was the early 2000s when
those
came
they
out.
They used all the same freaking body style.
The NWO figures.
Yep.
Then they got really good though. Right before Jax lost the license, because that's when they did like the they started the what was that called, the Classics line or the Legends line or whatever it was.
Which
what
is
was
the
it
best
called?
Line?
Who was in it?
No, that you know what I'm talking about. They're the ones that came in the big box.
Oh, the rings.
Do
they come with rings?
No.
The four corners?
What else we have? The...
No, these are the ones that are where they did all the old wrestlers. I can't remember the name of the line now.
Classics.
Was it the Classic Superstars?
You talking about like Triple H and all those? Oh,
the,
yeah.
The Classic Superstars line. Yeah, because those are the really good ones.
It had Triple H, Shawn Michaels,
Undertaker.
Was that Undertaker Series 1?
Undertaker
one?
Was in the...
Bret Hart.
There was a Bret Hart in the first series.
Andre the Giant. Because the Triple H was the Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
That's right. And the Undertaker that I got from that series is the one with, like, the big cape. And, oh, I love that
one.
Dude, he's, like,
love.
My favorite.
Dude Love.
Yeah, and Dude Love.
Oh, Dude Love, yeah. Well, they ended up taking that line. Like, they did all kinds of stuff with that line. They made, like, pretty much almost everybody you can think of got made in that line.
Yep.
And that last line. Yeah, it lasted for a really long time.
It just ended, like, 2 years ago.
Year ago.
Yep.
But those figures still today are even worth quite a bit because anytime we get those in the store and we price them, they go for high dollars.
The figures now are pretty sweet
bucks,
still.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Is that the series that the pink Ric Flair
came
from?
Yes. Yeah, with the
rose. That was a 24/7 exclusive.
I had a Ric Flair exclusive that I got in a lot that I ended up selling for like 70 or 80 bucks, and he had a red robe. It was a website exclusive. I didn't even know what it was.
We had one
that was $300.
Yeah, we had one that was a pink robe.
Wow.
And it was worth $300.
It was a .com exclusive.
It was www247.com exclusive or something.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, couldn't believe it, dude.
Yeah, and all the triple packs and
loose
packs.
Mine was loose.
Yeah, this one was in the box. Those Classic Superstars, dude. People want those. Those are still hot today.
And then they went out. They went and they did that Mr. America, where it's like.
Did they actually do that? I missed that.
No. Well, the only way you can get it is if you bought 18 of the wrestling tickets and meld the tickets in, then you would get a Mr. America.
Wow.
You remember
that's how I missed it.
The tickets that came with some of the wrestlers there towards the end?
Yeah.
You had to buy 18 different wrestlers.
That's excessive.
To get the 18 different
18.
Tickets.
That's an excessive mail away, dude. Buy 18 of our toys to get this one.
I wonder what that thing is worth.
It's not worth very much, actually. Because you can, at first it was like, you're not getting that thing for under $200. Because 18, what were those figures, $10 a piece?
Probably more than that.
$180.
The Classic Superstars, I think, were $15 a piece.
No, they weren't $15 yet.
No?
$11.99 at Walmart, maybe. Okay. $10.99.
Plus, you probably had to pay like $8.99 with your tickets to get that figure.
The shipping, yeah, like the plus shipping. So, but yeah, those were huge. And then just within this last year, the license got transferred over to Mattel. So now Mattel's producing the WWE stuff. And While I haven't been into wrestling figures since the 90s, I must say that I think WWE is doing a really good job with the stuff that they're producing now. Because they've got, like, those, they got, like, some of the really nice ones they've got coming out now, like the Defining Moments figures, where they've got, like, that Macho Man that's out finally now. Because I don't think Jack's ever produced a Macho Man. I think they just now, WWE just now got that Legends contract with Randy Savage. So he's finally got
Yeah,
toys.
You're right.
Yeah, he's finally got a figure.
Because I always wanted a Macho with the, with the Star Trunks.
Oh.
The old Macho.
They've got this one out now. He's got, like, the white and purple.
And purple, yeah.
And he's got, like, the streamers hanging from his... Oh, he's so
macho
cool
king.
Looking.
He was the Macho King.
So
man.
Cool
So
looking.
What was wrong with him? Why couldn't he get a figure?
He didn't have a contract. He didn't... With all those old guys, they have to... They have what's called a Legends contract, and they basically have to have them sign this contract in order to get the rights to their likeness to produce action figures. And some of those guys held out for a long time, and Macho
Ultimate
was
Warrior.
Warrior took a long time to sign it before he finally
allowed
it.
Well, they did, he was in, like, Series 1 or Series 2, and he flipped out.
Oh, yeah.
And they sued him or something. So then, upon suing them, they signed a contract. So that's why you can still get Warriors now, because they got the Warrior now that when he wrestled Triple H at, like, WrestleMania 13,
mm-hmm.
and he had the white, what do you call it, trench coat?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think Mattel's even producing Warrior figures.
That's
now,
what I'm saying. That's
so,
the
yeah.
one.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got him on a one figure? And they're like,
no, he's... Oh, yeah, yeah. That's just what I heard. He flipped out.
Probably. That dude's crazy.
And also, when he was doing the DVD, they went to him and they're like, hey, we're going to do this Ultimate Warrior DVD. And he's like, look, all right, I'm going to let you do this Ultimate Warrior DVD, but I'm going to write a book and you're going to put, you know, my advertisement in your CDs. And McMahon's like, no. No, I'll make this DVD, and you can either be in it, and we can make it good, or we'll make it terrible, and talk nothing but trash about you. And he's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So they made
the self-destruction of the Ultimate Warrior, and it's an entire DVD just talking about how much of a joke he is.
And how terrible he is.
Hey, that DVD's hilarious.
He's like, he's out of his mind. He spent most of his energy running to the ring, and then he'd get there, and he'd be tired, and then he'd be bouncing off the ropes 100 mile an hour. One of the stories was awesome where... Andre the Giant. He was wrestling Andre the Giant for one of the first times, and he was going, and Andre the Giant's trying to call stuff, and he's just going crazy, and he's not listening, and Andre the Giant just puts his hand down and just goes, ugh! And he just, like, punches Ultimate Warrior in the face for real. And Ultimate Warrior's like, oh, I should probably chill out.
I love that DVD, dude. Ultimate Warrior. He's crazy. He's crazy! So, I don't know. Wrestling figures aren't really my thing anymore, but they definitely are, like... You know, they were a big thing when I was a kid, and they were a big thing. They were a big part of, like, me getting back into collecting in the 90s, because I was buying a lot of that stuff at the time. And I've gotten rid of everything now except my Undertaker collection. The only figures I still have is, like, I've got tons of Undertakers.
That's what I did.
Yeah, because you got all those Hogans.
And I still have a Cena with all of his titles.
Oh, okay.
His U.S. spin title, his heavyweight spin title. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have, like, every Undertaker ever, but all the ones that
you
I really liked. Yeah,
you got most of them.
All the ones I really liked, I bought.
Did you ever get that little grave set from the new ones?
I'm going to get the little grave set from the new ones. Yeah.
They're
going
to clearance it out, you're going to miss it.
Those ring, what are those called? Those are so cool. I love those. I just did a review on them recently. The Rumblers. The WWE Rumblers. The little tiny guys that have the ring that you push the little flippers and they flip them up in the air. They're really cool.
Yeah, but I showed Danny a picture of him, and he comes with a little tombstone, a little casket.
It's the buried alive Undertaker.
It's awesome.
He's so cool.
Don't they have, like, semis and stages?
Well, they came out with all kinds of crazy accessories in the Jax line.
I want that Cena. That Cena's awesome. That little bitty Cena.
I got one.
You should let me
have
it.
He's very cool.
Yeah, you should kind of have it.
No.
For free?
Well, maybe. They came out with all kinds of, like, backstage. They used to buy, like, backstage sets. And they would have, like, you know, dumpsters and crazy, like, TVs and all kinds of stuff like that that you can break. And all kinds of cool stuff. Chairs and breakaway announce tables. I used to have, like, the breakaway announce table.
For the rubber ones? For the rubber guys?
They had them for, like, the... Yeah. Those. Because I used to have, like, my JR and my King sitting in my announce table.
Hey, on the Legend lines, did they ever make a Mean Gene?
Yes.
In the Legend?
Mean Gene Okerlund. I'd almost guarantee it.
In the Superstar, Classic Superstars, or whatever it is.
What about, like, some of the...
Let me tell you some Mean Gene.
Refs, famous refs.
I don't know if they ever did Herb, or Earl Hebner. I was thinking Herb as UFC. But I know they did, didn't they do a Slick Rick?
Yes.
And they did a...
Did they? Wait, in the Classic Superstars, did they do Slick Rick?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I definitely remember him.
Who was the tag team he was with?
He was in the rubber one.
Cause I got it. He's awesome.
Because I put that belt on him.
Yeah, yeah, he's champion.
He's champion. Slick Rick. I don't remember. Like, I didn't really keep up with the Jax line, so I can't remember who all was in it.
I was like,
that line
it's
got
hard
crazy.
For them to tell, like, to do anything better than that line. It was like, it was done perfectly.
They did a good job with it. Jax did a great job with
it. And they ended out strong, and it's like, what do you do?
I was still kind of surprised that it switched, like the license switched hands, because Jax had it for years and years and years, and then WWE was like, Mattel, your turn.
Yeah, they were like, these figures are getting kind of stale. You've been doing that Legends line for, I don't know, forever. I want a new look, and I want a new company. And
well, it's not a new look at all. I mean, they pretty much...
Well, he probably said, look, can somebody do this cheaper?
What was his name? It wasn't Slick Rick. It was something. What was it?
It was just Slick, wasn't it?
Slick?
Man, we sound terrible. Anybody out there that wants to correct us, please go ahead.
No, don't. Not me, though.
Except Scott. He knows everything.
Everything. Just forward the emails to Intern Rick.
Intern Rick, what do you think about wrestling toys?
Love them.
I knew it. He still loves them.
Still? Yeah, maybe they didn't make Slick.
I didn't.
I know they made Fuji.
Mr. Fuji.
Yeah.
Mr. Fuji. I love Mr. Fuji.
You are Mr. Fuji. Because they started making a bunch of those three packs. Because they even
Because
they even had the Bulldog from Davey Boy and
You're right.
Yeah, that's how you got all the random side people.
Yep.
The triple.
They totally made that pack with like Paul Bearer and yep. Undertaker and Kane.
Yep.
Oh man, I have that Paul Bearer. I always remember having a problem with that Paul Bearer because he stands taller than the Undertaker.
Oh yeah, you love that.
I was like, hey, he looks great. Why is he so huge? He should be this tiny little short fat guy.
He must work out.
He does, dude. He works out.
Okay, well then now you gotta talk about non-traditional wrestling. Like,
all right, what's non-traditional wrestling?
Well, toys. Like Ultimate Muscle.
Ultimate Muscle. Like the little Muscle Men?
It's a wrestling line, technically.
Technically it is, you're right. Too bad Dirt's not here. That's like his favorite line of all time.
I did have a lot of those.
Did you?
For some random, like, I never remember buying any of those, or
they used to come in those little garbage cans.
They just appeared in my room.
They just got there somehow.
So I remember having a bunch of those.
I used to remember buying those garbage cans full of them all the time. I used to have a lot of them little guys that came in little plastic garbage cans. Loved them.
See, I remember getting those, and then also being very, like, really confused because the Garbage Pail Kids were going around at the same time, and I was really confused in what the garbage can represented.
So were your Muscle Men your Garbage Pail Kids?
I think there was a lot of like weirdness. Like, I don't think this goes with them, but I think it does. It's kind of a situation.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I might have put some of those Garbage Pail like trading card stickers on the garbage can.
Well, that would make sense, I guess.
Thinking that's, you know, what was supposed to happen.
Hey, I'm just kind of looking some stuff up on eBay. Remember when they had those silly finisher two packs?
Oh yeah,
and they had like the one where Edge was like his hair, or no, Triple H, where his hair was standing straight up.
Yeah, because he was doing the pedigree. Those were so goofy looking. Because what could you possibly do with those once you get them out of that package?
Here's the LOD 2000.
They look ridiculous.
And they got Jimmy Hart,
Jimmy Hart,
Bobby the Brain. Bobby the Brain's awesome. All right, continue.
Well, then on the same token, do we have to include UFC figures?
I don't include UFC figures, but...
Captain Lou.
Because if we do that, then we're just a hot skip and a jump away from including, like, Mortal Kombat figures.
Mortal Kombat, that's the same thing.
Because it is fighting. if we're going to allow UFC...
Oh, yeah, Street Fighter.
Then we're going to allow
Mortal Kombat. Well, then we'd have to allow Street Fighter. And then we'd have to allow G.I. Joe. Because remember...
That's a stretch.
No.
Although,
G.I. Joe did
Sergeant Slaughter was made into a figure.
Oh, that's right, Sergeant Slaughter. Okay, we came full circle. You see that? All the way around.
Silly.
All the way around.
We're back into toys that people yep. know about.
So wrestling is to muscle, is to MMA, is to Mortal Kombat, is to Street Fighter, is to G.I. Joe, is to wrestling. Because of Sergeant Slaughter.
Thank you, Sergeant Slaughter. You brought us full circle.
You brought us full circle all the way around. That's an amazing... You need to make that... That needs to be like an official flow chart or
it
something
is a flow
crazy.
Chart.
Put that out there.
And that kind of lets you know that you're around, you know, a rounded clock. She's really confusing me when she's doing that.
She's
in the control room. Push the red button.
She's decorating the computer with toys. Intern Rick, what do you think about Muscle Men?
They're awesome.
It turned Rick's on it today,
so,
man.
So, like I said, he used to Diva match all his She-Ra's.
Oh, did you have Diva matches with your She-Ra toys?
Oh, totally.
Because you know you put your girl toys, your She-Ra's on top of each other.
Give us some of your...
There's no way you didn't do that.
Give us some of your all-time favorite matches with your She-Ra figures. What was some of
Stop,
those,
dude. Come
the
on.
The most memorable...
You gotta take another break or something.
The most memorable matches you ever had.
The most memorable match? Oh, it might have been when He-Man pinned She-Ra down. I don't know.
Whoa, hey, they're brother and sister. Why would they do that?
I was too young
would they fight?
To know that at that point.
I was too it's young matter. To know that. But you weren't too young to have them pin each other down.
Yep.
No, Rick, of course not.
Intern Rick's first TNA wrestling event.
No pun intended.
WCW had a lot of cool figures, too.
Oh, we totally skipped WCW, didn't we?
Because they had rubber figures, just like WWF.
I bet there's WCW fans out there mad at us right now.
Well, they had I got a ton of WCW Hogans.
What about all the Toy Biz stuff? Toy Biz had a lot of good
That's
stuff.
That's WCW.
Yeah, during the Attitude Era of WWE, Toy Biz was producing the WCW stuff. That's where all the NWO figures came from. Damian. You love those guys.
Damian. I think we're just...
Whatever. You know what? Stop ruining it with your negative comments. NWO for life.
Well, way to go.
We'll spray paint.
Control panel. Push the red button.
Control panel's throwing toys everywhere.
It's the red button. It's the one that's any other color but the one you're pushing.
Oh, my gosh.
What
really?
Is going on?
Okay.
See, I didn't really watch WCW big in the 90s, so I didn't buy a lot of those toys. But some of those were really cool.
Like I bought some of the WCW toys before I even knew who they were because they had belts.
The belts were way better looking than the WWE ones. I do remember that.
Yeah, because they were,
they were shiny.
Yeah, they were like no, I'm talking about the old ones that didn't move.
Oh, the old ones.
Yeah,
I
bought a Sting and Lex, Luthor. Lex Luthor?
Lex
Luger.
He was wrestling.
2-pack. And because they had the titles, because they were... What are you doing?
She's really just throwing them at us, huh?
Stop it!
Oh, because he had the power bands, right? Oh, yeah. He
the power bands.
Yikes.
But yeah, WCW toys were pretty sweet with the Toy Biz ones.
Yeah.
But then they got a little ridiculous, too, with, like, you know, water squirting this and Hulk Hogan with a car. I sure do have that car.
Well, that's because they were also running
Hulk Hogan
the,
with a car.
They were running the Marvel line that was introducing those Venom spinning.
That's right.
And the Hydro Man water.
Well, totally
I'm burning rubber, brother.
Wasn't there, like, oh, yeah, the talks. I remember that. Wasn't there, like, a lion tamer, Chris Jericho, that looked like a circus ringleader, and he had, like, a little lion that he, like, whipped at. Yeah, they did get
And I got I got a Hollywood Hulk Hogan in his Hollywood chair with his...
Like a...
What do you call those things where you, like, talking
action.
To?
Action!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a little
director chair.
Yep. Yeah. And then,
Yeah, all are ridiculous.
Yeah. They got a new... Mattel has a new, like, 6-pack out of Rey Mysterio, which is kind of sweet, because he's got all of his cool costumes on in there.
Boo.
And I'm pretty sure it's a Toys R Us exclusive.
Rey Mysterio. It is. I've
boo, seen that boo you, homie!
Oh, no!
Hogan!
I'm coming for you.
You know what the thing is about wearing masks? He looks cross-eyed. Kind of like how Dirt looks cross-eyed when you see him wearing a mask.
Well, for the longest time, Rey Mysterio didn't wear a mask, so then he comes to WWE, and he's like, look, I got a mask again. Like, oh, that's weird.
And all those crazy don't-take-my-mask-off angles they've done, and all you have to do is Google it.
Nope, McMahon got rid of all those. Did you Google that? We come and we shoot you. So no
it's
one.
Brilliant.
Nobody Google it right now.
That's my vision of McMahon sitting in his office.
Yeah, playing Farmville on Facebook.
Yeah. I was seeing McMahon sitting there playing Angry Birds.
Vince McMahon has sent you a friend request in Farmville. Please harvest Vince McMahon's peaches.
Brilliant.
I'm brilliant.
I need some farm cash, quick.
Vince McMahon has joined your mob. I'll take Vince McMahon on my mob squad, dude. I haven't done that forever.
I haven't ever played Facebook games. Yeah.
I played the Farmville for a little bit.
We know you did.
We know you did.
No, I didn't do Farmville, so
yeah,
I did.
You did on your phone. Look at me, I'm Mobile Scotty.
Mobile Scotty.
Ah, Mobile Scott. And this is Farmville.
All right. Well, any final thoughts on wrestling figures? Intern Rick.
Love them.
Awesome.
All about. All
right.
Intern Rick is on it tonight.
All right. Yeah, that's Intern Rick at PopCultureNetwork.com. Let him know you feel
I can't lie. Like, it's not really my area of expertise by any means. So
that's okay. One of these days we'll talk about horror toys and it'll be all Rick talking and not the rest of us.
Did you just hear that noise? It was ratings plummeting.
Oh, no!
You guys can't see home. I'm giving Rick a hug. Okay. I'm just joking.
He's hugging Rick. All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode. So, as always, make sure you're checking out www.popculturenetwork.com on a daily basis for lots of original content. We have a lot of fantastic shows there.
A lot of copy and pasted content as well.
A lot, what?
Oh, no, no,
copy
no.
Copy and pasted content.
He's gone. I got rid of that.
No, no. Shh. Oh, we're not supposed to read that part.
That's why it's highlighted in red.
It says, do not read.
Do not read. We also put... Wait a second.
So make sure you guys check out all of the fantastic shows from all of our wonderful contributors while you're there, as well as all the latest toy and comic book news. As always, while you're there, make sure you click on the store icon to check out everything that we currently have in stock here at the Pop Culture Network store. We have a huge selection of new toys that just came in. We've got lots of video games. We get new comic books every Wednesday, so anything you guys want, we probably have or can get. So if you guys enjoy what we do, the best way to keep us producing is to shop at our store. And while you're there, make sure you guys register for the forums. You guys can sign up, chat with other nerdy guys like us. You can send questions to that new toy smell. You can post fan art. There's lots of cool things to do there.
You can email intern Rick at popculturenetwork.com.
/deja vu. Where the party never ends.
Okay. All right, guys. That's so enjoy WrestleMania on Sunday. I know I will. And until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
Lord Killer.
Scotty Cash.
We'll see you guys then.
Push the red one!